T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jeff, as promised, Jeff Blashill, the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, like every other major sports team, is watching the world unfold along with the rest of us, not participating in their sport, which has got to be tough. And he joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Really appreciate the time. Streaming Netflix or doing puzzles with your kids? How are you spending your time?
Yeah, I mean it's such a weird time, you know, just not necessarily having day-to-day duties and just the unknown of not knowing for sure what the next day brings. So, you know, right now for us, our kids are at home. Actually, they moved this week to spring break, so they haven't yet started their distance learning, but they're going to start that on Monday. Trying to get them set up for that and spending a little more time with them, which, you know, that part of it is a benefit that we don't normally get at this time of year, but obviously we'd all rather have normal activity going on, and it's unfortunate that we can't.
Besides, you know, being stuck, you know, because you're local, listening to us in the morning, how have you occupied your time?
Well, I mean, I have been just tuned right in every day.
Thank you.
You know, this is actually might be the only time I can listen to sports radio right now.
Yeah, when there's no sports.
When our season's not going. No, you know, again, for me, I actually have done some stuff in terms of work stuff. Just there's been a few projects that I've wanted to do that during the season you don't get a chance to do. And so I've been able to do some of that stuff, just some project stuff, wake up, do some hockey stuff for a while, and then do some stuff around the house and then do some stuff with the kids. I mean, that's kind of how it's been divided. And obviously just paying attention to what's going on in the world. Speak with my family. Most of my family lives in northern Michigan in Traverse City, and my parents are in their upper 70s. So just trying to make sure they're staying home and not venturing out. That's kind of been what's occupied our days.
Jeff, the NHL, there's a report that came out last night that an Ottawa Senators player has tested positive. Obviously, the NBA had the whole situation with Rudy Gobert, and that led to them shutting down the NBA, and a lot of players have been tested. Have NHL players been tested widespread, or has there not been viewed to have a need for that yet?
Yeah, I would say, to my knowledge, no. I think as there becomes, the understanding of the criteria as we started in this process, as this thing started to build unfortunate steam, one of them was being in touch with somebody who's symptomatic, being in touch with somebody who's got it, whether you travel to those areas, whether you had contact with people. And obviously in the NBA, once the one player got it, then the teams that had played him, I'm sure, were tested at that point. Right now, I think for the most part within the NHL, and I can't speak for every team, but, you know, these tests are a rare commodity right now. We obviously are working as a world to get more of these tests available, but they're not just available to everybody. So I think the NHL players, just like normal people that are out there, you get tested if you show signs. You get tested if you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. You get tested if you're sick and they can't come up with other reasons why you're sick. And other than that, you know, it hasn't been, to my knowledge, a widespread test. It hasn't with our team yet because of that. And so, you know, we're in the same boat as the rest of the world right now, and all of us just hoping that those that are sick get tested and identified, and that we can try to decrease this spread as fast as possible.
What was your message to the team when you dispersed?
Well, there was a lot of unknowns at that time, and there still is today. You know, we live in a world today without answers that we normally do. And I think we all like to live in, world where, okay, this is going to happen today, this is going to happen tomorrow, this is going to happen the next day, but we can't do that. Nobody knows for sure what the next day is going to bring right now. So when it first happened, we were waiting to get, official word from the NHL as to where we were going to go. Once we got that official word, we made arrangements to get back home. We were in Washington, D.C., and I just said to the guys at that point, the directive was to go home to your Detroit homes, stay basically self-quarantined, and wait for further word. And then that further word came from the NHL within the next few days as elements in the world unfolded, that now, staying home means you can go to your homes, and that this is, the CDC had put out their edict, and that this looked like it was going to last longer than what we had originally hoped for. I think everybody in our community had hoped, by our community, I mean the NHL community, had hoped that we could get back to playing as quick as possible, and that everything would subside quicker, and it's obviously clear that's not going to happen.
It sure seems like we're in this for a while, like you alluded to. Have the NHL or have you discussed internally the thought that the regular season would just simply end, and if you guys do play, they will just start right away with the playoffs? Or do you think that if the NHL does resume, that you guys will have another at least week or two of games?
You know, that the one thing I don't want to do is speculate, and I don't know if anybody has that answer yet. You know, nobody just has those answers. It's just right now it's impossible to know for sure because, like you said, none of us really know how long this is going to go, when we're going to be allowed to start to congregate as the public together more, much less when we're going to be allowed to congregate as a team together. And until I think we start to get to that stage, we just won't know what that means for our season, our playoffs, or anything. And so I just think right now, I don't want to speculate. I think that, like everybody out there, certainly everybody in the NHL world, we'd all love to play a full season and to have a full playoffs. And obviously that's what everybody would like to do. But these are times that none of us have lived under, and we're going to have to adjust if needed. And we'll see. So right now, we haven't discussed anything past what our day-to-day is. And I think we're all trying to find out what our new normal day-to-day is and then move on from there.
If whenever it happens, when they do decide to play, and if they, let's say, decide to resume some sort of regular season, how tough will it be for your team, knowing where you are in the standings, to even be motivated to start up again?
You know, the one thing I'd say is, and this is something we've talked about as the year unfolded, and we were out of it, and we were clearly out of it early, and eliminated early, I should say, every single day you get to play, you get to coach in the NHL is a great day. And I just think, if anything, this is a reminder of how quickly life can change, and to make sure that you make the most out of every single day. And to me, it's a good reminder of in perspective for my own life, but it's a good reminder for all of us in the NHL, how special it is to be part of the NHL, how special it is to play in the NHL. And so, regardless of what happens, I just think that's something that this has reminded all of us. And I think sometimes you need perspective, and that's the perspective I've certainly gained from this, is how special every day is. And if we get a chance to resume our season, let's go out and make the most of every day.
Now, when you told your players to kind of stay apart, did you make particularly sure to tell Mantha, Larkin, and Bertuzzi to stay far apart, like maybe, I don't know, different time zones, to really self-quarantine those three guys from each other?
Yeah, no, we didn't. I think, they're obviously three real important pieces of our team. But as you know, like any team, it's about team. And those are three important pieces of our future for sure. We've got a hockey team, and as a group, we just want everybody to stay as safe as possible.
Absolutely. Right. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot. Jeff Blashill, the head coach of the Red Wings, joining us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.